The Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, radio listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. Do thank you for tuning in to our show today, and also thanking those who might be listening via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel application on their Apple or Android devices. And we do also thank those who might be listening via this podcast after the broadcast of this radio show. We do thank AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer for being exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn how a recent study found that Louisiana residents rank the most stressed in the entire United States. So stay to the show for some very interesting information for you and your loved ones. It is Saturday, May the 25th, and we are broadcasting our show from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square Media Station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show is not live. It has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept calling questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. Be sure to pick up the current May-June 2024 issue of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. There are still available issues at some of these locations, but I cannot tell you where they are. Again, if you're unable to find a copy, you can always visit our website to view it and download it at thebestoftimesnews.com. View current and past issues of the past 8 years on our website. In addition, the 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory can be viewed and downloaded from our website. In addition, previously broadcast radio shows here on The Best of Times are podcasts on our website, and you can actually listen to them. In addition to those podcasts on Apple Podcasts. The 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory is available in printed copies at very few of our distribution locations. They are available possibly at the Caddo Council on Aging and Bossier Council on Aging to pick up printed copies, but they are very limited at this particular time. As I said, you can always visit our website to view it and download it via our app. Each and every month, The Best of Times sends out a TBT newsletter via eBlast over 73,000 email addresses of seniors and boomers in Caddo and Bossier parishes. It provides them with a link to our current issue, also a link to our silver pages, but in addition, it provides additional educational articles, discounts, coupons, context, and of course, news that you can use. Join the many thousands who have already received our free newsletter just by giving us their email address, and you can subscribe free of charge by going to our website, thebestoftimesnews.com, and subscribe free of charge to our wonderful newsletter. Just give us your email address and you'll start receiving that particular newsletter. Great news again, our Ernest Orleans has brought back the Best of Times special dinner on each and every Thursday from 4:30 p.m. to closing with fabulous meals at a highly discounted price, along with entertainment, of course, and free valet parking. It is highly recommended due to the popularity of this Thursday night Best of Times special to make advanced reservations by calling 318-226-1325. Again, that's 318-226-1325. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour. You're on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors. Standing Country Report, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Key. And now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Key.
Welcome back to our show, The Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today as a special guest is Ms. Cassandra Happy, a research analyst with Wallet Hub, to discuss their recent study which found Louisiana residents are deemed the most stressed in the United States of America. Thank you again, Cassie, for joining our radio show today.
Thank you for having me.
So tell our listeners a little bit about Wallet Hub and why you conduct research studies on numerous topics of interest.
So Wallet Hub is a personal finance website that offers free credit reports and credit scores that are updated daily, but we also cover a variety of personal finance related topics to help our customers be successful in their financial well-being. So we put out reports such as this one to help consumers understand where there may be room for improvement or where things are really doing well and how those different factors might impact their financial situation. So for instance, in this study, looking at the most and least stressed states, we looked not just at the financial aspect of stress, but we looked at all the other kinds of stress like work stress and health and safety related stress to look at it from a very comprehensive standpoint. But we definitely included that financial piece because finances are such a big part of our day-to-day lives.
Well, it definitely is. But I want to compliment you and your people at Wallet Hub are remarkable. Everyone, these studies and reports are available free of charge. You just go to their website at Wallet Hub. It's WALLETHUB.com. And they have numerous, all different topics. I don't know how far you keep them back, years or whatever, but I get them all the time. And I go to their website to look at some, but occasionally Cassie and her staff sends me advance notices, especially those ones affecting Shreveport and Bossier City area, but also of Louisiana. So I've been fascinated. And we've had you on my show quite a few times because, hate to say this, Louisiana has been ranking some of the top in certain areas, which we wish we weren't there, but we're gonna improve. So the knowledge is golden, right, Cassie? If you know that you're not doing good, you need to make everybody needs to chip in and do better to make us not that number one status.
Exactly. We're not looking to put any particular state down. We're just looking to identify those areas where there's room for improvement.
So you compared the 50 states across 40 key metrics. So tell us a little bit about those metrics.
So those metrics can really be broken down into four key categories. Those categories include work-related stress, which looked at metrics such as the average hours worked per week and the average commute time. Money-related stress, which looked at metrics like the median income and the median credit score in each state. Family-related stress, which looked at things like the separation and divorce rate and the cost of childcare in each state. And then we also looked at health and safety-related stress, which included things such as mental health, suicide rates, affordability of doctor visits, and annual health insurance premiums to really see where states are doing well and where they can look to improve.
And that's the important thing. Yes, some of these, and you gather this data from various sources. Yeah, I mentioned to our viewers, it's not subjective. It's a lot of objective data, right?
Yes, we rely on sources that are available typically to the public and that are from reputable sources like the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the federal government and different agencies associated with that.
Okay, let's go over Louisiana's high rates in certain areas. So we were ranked, sadly, everyone, number one of 50 states. And because of that, you might want to mention, Cassie, that you weight these 40 different factors or metrics because some are worth more than others. And depending on how a particular state ranks in a certain item, it's going to push them up. Everything's not equal, correct?
Correct. We do weight our metrics based on their relevance and impact on the particular study. So in this instance, that impact it would have on stress levels. So for instance, in the work-related stress category, we weighted the average hours worked per week at double weight because we feel like that the more you work, typically the more stressed out you are. But on the other side of things, we weighted the average commute time at just half weight because the commute could be very stressful, but some people find the commute to be kind of that break between home and work life, and it might be more relaxing to some than others.
Okay. So as I mentioned, everyone, that number one being the most stressed and number 25 being the average, I hate to say this, we only ranked one of the key factors that you provided me. Housing affordability was ranked in the middle, so we were okay with that one. But all the others, for example, the average work per week, so that was deemed to be quite critical. And what was our figure on that?
So Louisiana came in fourth overall in that particular metric, and we found that the average hours worked per week was 39.7 hours. So when you compare that to Minnesota, which came in at the bottom of the list, so being one of the least stressed states, their average work week is 38.2 hours. So there's a little bit of a difference there, and it's not that big of a difference when you look at it side by side. But when you add that up over the course of a year, that's some significant difference between Minnesota and Louisiana residents as far as how many hours they typically work in a week.
Okay, I thought this other one, the share of adults getting adequate sleep adds to stress. Of course it does. So how do we rank in that particular aspect?
So when it comes to adequate sleep, which I agree, that is such a big factor that people don't necessarily think about, Louisiana came in sixth overall for that particular metric. So there's definitely room for improvement as far as getting a good night's sleep, but that definitely is something that really varies by individual. Some people prefer to work on a shorter night's sleep than others. It's really a individual thing, but when you look at it at the state as a whole, it's an area to improve.
Okay, another factor, another metric, we came in fifth as a percentage of adults in fair or poor health. Wow. That's really sad. So we must have quite a bit high percentage of adults in that particular category.
Yes, Louisiana came in fifth overall for that metric with about 20.6% being the share of adults in fair or poor health, according to this study. And if you compare that again to Minnesota, the opposite side of this particular list, they came in 46th overall, and their share is only 13.5%. So there's a big difference there.
That is a big difference. So and again, you might want to stress this is not specifically for a particular part of our state or any state. It's overall. So we don't know where these 20% are located. Majority of them are located. Is that right?
Absolutely. This is looking at the state as a whole, so it includes both those rural and urban areas, which have their own nuances to them based off of what's available in that particular area and the challenges that come along with that accessibility.
Okay. The other factor, and I'm sure it deals, is job security, having a person making sure that he or she has a job and will have that job for as long as she or he wants it, right? So that ranks. So what was that ranking for us?
So when it came to job security, Louisiana came in ninth overall, so not terrible, but still in that top 10 as far as job security goes. And that's something that, interesting enough, Minnesota and some other states that were towards the bottom of the list also seem to struggle a little bit more with that job security metric as well. So I feel like the whole nation is struggling with job security to some extent, but we just found that Louisiana had a little bit more of a struggle with that compared to some of the other states.
Okay. The other factor was a median credit score. So the Louisianians ranked among the lowest to have a good enough credit score, right?
Yeah. So Louisiana, as far as their credit score goes, they came in at second overall for the median credit score, with a median credit score of 675. Now, that's considered generally like fair credit, so it's not terrible, but there are some states out there that have a much higher median credit score. For example, again, Minnesota on the opposite side of the list, their median credit score is 749. So that's a significant difference between what we're seeing in Louisiana at 675 and Minnesota at 749.
Okay, that's interesting. I also look at some of the other stats that you had here. I thought this was remarkable, which I know that I hear from people that only do this. The share of adults paying only the minimum on their credit card payments. That is, you know, so sad, but a lot of people have to. They're charging everything, and they don't have enough cash flow to pay their credit cards, so they just pay the minimum, right? And we rank pretty low on that particular. We rank fifth in the nation.
Yes. So what we found is that about 41% of adults are paying only the minimum on their credit cards, which paying the minimum is better than paying nothing. So if the minimum is all you can afford, continue to pay that. But paying more than the minimum is where you're really going to start to get ahead on credit card debt. So the states that are doing that more so than others is really showing that they're taking that initiative to try to pay down that debt versus just paying what they need to pay on it to get by.
And the other thing I thought was interesting, y'all collect so much data, just like it's mind-boggling sometimes. You had one of your metrics said the share of people unable to save for the children's college. Tell them about that one.
So for that particular metric, Louisiana came in 17th overall. So outside of that top 10, which is a good sign, with 58.5% of people saying that they're unable to save for their children's college. That's really concerning that we're in, a lot of adults in Louisiana and just nationwide are in this situation where day-to-day expenses and the debt that they've accumulated are really taking precedence over things like saving for their children's college or saving for their own retirement. So that really highlights where not just Louisiana, but residents across the nation can really shift their focus and look towards the future by trying to save more for that children's college fund if that applies.
Oh, okay. The other factor I noticed here was we talked about housing affordability. So we ranked 26 in that. But tell them all. I'm sure that's weighted pretty high. Isn't that pretty high?
Yes, we did weight the housing affordability as a double weight. So it did weigh a little bit higher than some of the other metrics we looked at. And I think it's important to note that for housing affordability, we looked at a combination of two different metrics. We looked at the median house price compared to the median annual household income, based off of what we found from the U.S. Census. And then we also looked at the weighted annual fair market rent for a two-bedroom apartment as a share of that median household income. So we didn't just look at it as far as owning a house. We looked at the rental side of it as well.
Okay.
So Louisiana was right in the middle, ranking 26 overall for that particular metric. And I think that really highlights that even though there are struggles, there is opportunity to find affordable housing in Louisiana, especially if you're looking at an apartment versus purchasing a home. When you look at those two submetrics in particular, Louisiana came in 17th overall as far as that rent for a two-bedroom apartment goes as a share of the median annual household income.
Interesting. But here's a sad one. Percentage of the population living in poverty. What's the definition of poverty?
That is a great question. So let me just look real quick to see how we defined it for this study. And we based it off of the census definition of poverty, so being below that poverty level based off of the census data and looking at it in the past 12 months. So it's that percentage of people whose income in the past 12 months has been below that poverty level established with the U.S. Census.
Okay. But again, that's a sad condition. That is a sad percentage and a sad number. I don't know how we help improve that. There are probably lots of ways. Hopefully people find and get good jobs and pull themselves out of poverty or seek other benefits and other assistance as well.
Poverty is something that's really difficult to get out of once you're there. But if you have a strong community to rely on, it makes a big difference.
Okay. The other sad factor, which I was not aware of this one, is the separation or divorce rate in our state in comparison with other states. So how do we rank there?
So Louisiana came in third overall for the separation and divorce rate. And that rate is around 24.19%. And when you compare that to Utah, who came in third from the bottom in this particular study, but they came in at the bottom for that particular metric, they came in at 15.25%. So there's a substantial difference there.
So that is 24% of the population deemed, or 24% of those were former married or they're no longer married. Is that how it's calculated?
So for that, it's based off of the census data that we collected. So I would have to look a little bit closer to see exactly how the census determined that separation and divorce rate. But it is based off of the population 15 years and over and based off of a five-year data collection period.
Wow. So in essence, 24% almost means one in five persons was either separated or divorced at one point in time. And some might have been multiple times, right? Could be some multiple times.
Yes, that's very true. It could be more than one.
No. Okay, another negative factor is the crime rate per capita. Wow. and we rank pretty high on that. High being not good, most stressed, right?
Correct. That's kind of the tricky thing with this study, is just keeping in mind that even though you would think that ranking high would be such a positive thing, it actually isn't the case in the study. That's the negative. So I have to keep reminding myself of that as well when I'm not looking at the nitty-gritty numbers. But I do want to note that with that crime rate, we looked at both the violent crime rate and the property crime rate, and we combined those to come up with the ranking for just the crime rate per capita. And Louisiana came in second overall for the crime rate per capita, and that encapsulates that coming in first overall for the violent crime rates and coming in fifth overall for the property crime rates.
Well, I thought the other factor that you have is listed good in this one. I thought that was quite interesting. Hate crime incidents per capita. So it's hate crimes.
Yes, and I think it's really good that we've made that a separate category, because hate crimes are such a different sort of crime compared to when you're looking at violent crimes and things like that. So Louisiana came in 40th overall for hate crime incidents per capita, which is actually substantially better than Minnesota, the other side of the list, who came in 20th overall.
Interesting. And the other factor, I was looking at one of these indexes here, I wonder how they collect this data. Bullying incidence rate, wow. Is that for any age, or mainly kids in school and college?
So the bullying incident rate is based off of the percentage of high school students who were bullied during a 12-month period before this particular survey that was put out by the CDC.
And Louisiana ranked 10th? Wow, that's pretty high. I mean, that's sad. There's a lot of bullying going on, according to these stats.
And that particular metric is another one where we combined two different submetrics, which included the bullying incidents on school property and cyberbullying incidents, because let's face it, the Internet is such a key part of our lives now, and even at a young age, people are being exposed to the Internet and potentially cyberbullying. So Louisiana actually did a little bit better when it came to the school property rate, but they really struggled with that cyberbullying incidence rate, coming in sixth overall for cyberbullying.
Wow. I never thought about cyberbullying. I mean, some of my people out there probably definitely know about that, but I've never heard that being an incident. But it's probably an easy way to do it, by either by text or by the Internet or on the other particular ways. That's sad, though. That's really sad. Well, let's hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information. But now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 KEO, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Ebert Standing Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 KEO. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Kiel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our show today. Joining me on my radio show as a special guest is Miss Cassandra Happy, who is a research analyst with Wallet Hub, and she's discussing their recent study which found Louisiana residents deemed the most stressed in the United States of America. So thank you, Miss Happy, for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio Hour.
It's my pleasure.
So I want to tell again our listeners, this is a study, one of many studies that Wallet Hub provides to consumers and organizations and businesses throughout the world, and they're available free of charge. And I get occasionally copies of these and sent to me, and I find some of them fascinating, even though some of them might not pertain to Louisiana or to Shreveport and Bossier. Like I've been asking Cassie to appear on our show, and she's been on like two or three shows to discuss various findings, which a lot of my listeners, by the way, Cassie, has found these quite informative and are taking actions, which makes me proud that they're taking actions to correct the best way they can or to share their thoughts about, you know, we need to do something about that. And now we're talking about being a very stressful state, and nobody likes to live in an area that's high stress, right?
Correct. I mean, stress can have such a big impact on our physical, emotional, and mental health. So living in a place that is generally high stress can definitely influence your health overall.
And speaking of that, according to your analysis of one of the metrics was mental health, and we ranked, sadly, seventh, right?
Yes. And as I said, mental health is one of those things that maybe you don't think about it as much as you really should, but mental health for this particular study, Louisiana came in seventh overall, and that was a metric that we put double weight on because both physical health and mental health are so important to your overall well-being.
Wow. And the other thing, of course, mental health, and you, the psychologist per capita, we rank fourth, so we don't have a lot of those per capita in our state, do we?
Yeah, it looks like for that particular metric, it came down to about 14.6 psychologists per capita. So they're there, but maybe not as much as some other states.
No, that's okay. The other one I thought was sad is unaffordability of doctor visits. Wow, we rank 13 out of 50 states. That's not really good either.
That is definitely something that could be improved on in Louisiana and in many other states, because that affordability piece is a big part of maintaining physical health. So if you can't afford to go to the doctor, chances are you're going to put things off that shouldn't be put off and maybe not go in when you have a symptom that would have been an early sign of something bigger. So coming in 13th overall, as far as unaffordability of doctor's visits, really highlights that this is an area that Louisiana could improve in.
I thought this was another interesting finding that you found. The share of single parents, yeah, I know a lot of those individuals out there, we ranked second. Wow, that's really sad. Who was number one? I'm curious. You know,
yeah, so I actually do have that in front of me. Mississippi ranked first overall in that particular metric. And when you compare the two side by side, Mississippi came in with 21.61% and Louisiana came in at 20.66%. So there's a pretty substantial difference when you look at it that way between first and second place. But then if you look at, for instance, Minnesota, which came in at the bottom of the list overall, but came in 40th in that particular metric, they were at 13.47%. So even lower than what we're seeing in Louisiana.
Wow, that is something. That is really something. So the interesting thing, though, a factor that you analyzed was parental stress. We ranked pretty good on that, 46th.
Yes, I was very happy to see it, that Louisiana came in 46th overall when it came to parental stress. And that is based off of the Child and Adolescent Health Measurement Initiative. We used their data for the parental stress score to come up with that particular metric. And that included some questions that they asked about during the past month, how often have you felt angry with a child? Or how often have you felt this child does things that really bother you a lot? Things like that that really add to that parental stress and just the feeling stress because you're struggling to teach a child about the world.
And another factor was the share of parents without emotional support. Wow. We ranked 22, we were right in the middle, but that's still, to me, that's sad that 21% of the population don't have emotional support to help them in parenting, right?
Yes, that was based off of that same study done by Child and Adolescent Health Measurement Initiative. And that's based off of a question they asked, during the past 12 months, was there someone that you could turn to for day-to-day emotional support with parenting or raising children? So it's based off of the respondents that said that they didn't have someone to turn to, be it family, friends, what have you. They just didn't have that support if they just needed to talk to somebody.
Okay, that's important to have somebody to talk with. You may not be able to find a psychologist, but at least have a neighbor, a family member, or somebody. And because of the single parents, sometimes they don't have a spouse to talk to that individual, be able to chat. I thought this other one was interesting. Share of parents who changed or quit their jobs due to problems with child care. Wow. We ranked 14th of 50 states, being 14th, not being the number, a good number, right?
Correct. And this is, again, based off of that same study that was conducted. And they asked this question, during the past 12 months, did you or anyone in your family have to quit a job, not take a job, or greatly change your job because of problems with child care for this child ages 0 to 5 years? So it's really looking at those people who have been directly affected as far as their careers and their livelihood goes, just because of childcare, which is such a key component that maybe single or unattached people don't really think about if they don't have children, but that's such a big expense that parents have to struggle with.
Okay. Let's go back to some financing issues, which I thought was our personal bankruptcy rate. Wow. We're ranked 13th out of 50 states, being the worst. We're way above the median, right?
Yes. Unfortunately, Louisiana did come in 13th overall for the personal bankruptcy rate, but that could just be an indication of a snapshot of time. When you look at where we're at right now as a country and where we've been struggling with financially and as an economy overall, seeing higher rates in things like personal bankruptcy could really just be based off of that time frame that we looked at. And bankruptcy isn't necessarily a bad thing. You don't want to get in that position where you have to file for bankruptcy, but making that choice to file for bankruptcy is really the first step if you find yourself in such a terrible financial position that you're just over your head in debt. Bankruptcy is that first step to get back on track. So I wouldn't say it's a terrible thing to be ranking so high on, because it could also indicate that more residents are taking that initiative because they see that they just don't have an end in sight to just go the bankruptcy route and start with a clean slate, so to speak.
True. So the other factor I thought was interesting, share of adults with financial anxiety. Wow. And that's probably, especially if they're on the verge of bankruptcy, they're having financial anxiety issues. It adds tremendously to the stress, right?
Absolutely. Money is something that just impacts our lives on so many different levels. And having anxiety about your financial situation adds so much more stress, and it adds stress to so many different things without you really realizing it. It could affect just your plans for the weekend. If you're struggling with your finances, the next thing you know, you're going to have to turn down an invitation to go out with friends or go visit family members because you just can't afford to make that trip.
Patsy?
Yes.
Hello, you back? We lost you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Okay. Now there was a dull there. We're sorry about that. So continuing on that particular thought, I thought this was an interesting factor, well-being index. So you must have figured out asking individuals in our state, do they feel well?
So that particular metric is based off of ShareCare's Community Well-Being Index, and that's calculated on a scale of 0 to 100, with 100 being the best. And it's based off of community members being employed, insured, or otherwise financially stable. So Louisiana came in fourth overall for that particular metric with a ShareCare well-being index around 47th, which compared to Minnesota, who came in 58th, it's not that big of a difference, but it's still substantial.
So that's a self-evaluation of oneself. I feel like I'm well-being. I'm not that stressful. Is that what that would indicate?
Feeling financially stable.
Feeling financially stable as well. I thought another one that was to me that was sad, the share of adults diagnosed with depression in our state. Wow. We ranked 7th in that, which 7 is not good because 1 is the most stress, and 7 is down the line in stress levels, right?
Yes. Unfortunately, Louisiana came in 7th overall as far as the share of adults diagnosed with depression. I think that's a key thing to note is this is based off of just the people who have been diagnosed, and depression is one of those things that often goes undiagnosed. So Louisiana came in at 26.9% for that share. And if you compare that to South Dakota, who came in 41st in that particular metric at 18.7%, there's a big difference there. But I would just add the caveat that this is based off of diagnosed depression. So there may be other states that are struggling with depression more. It's just going undiagnosed.
And the other factor, which I'm sure y'all can get access data to, is sadly, is the suicide rate in comparison with all these states. I mean, Louisiana did rank 32 of 50 states, which is good in a way. We're not number one in that particular category. That we had 14.80. I don't know what that factor means. What does that factor mean?
That is a great question. Let me look at my notes here to make sure I speak confidently to that. So that is an age-adjusted rate per 100,000 people.
Oh, okay. That's still quite a few in the rate, right?
Yes.
Even though it's 32, even though we're ranked 32, there's at least another 18 states that are higher, that are worse than we are.
But I think it's really great that you pointed out that particular metric, because when you look at South Dakota, who I used in the last example for the share of adults diagnosed with depression, South Dakota actually came in 5th overall for the suicide rate. Hmm. So that kind of supports what I was saying as far as diagnosed and undiagnosed depression still being a factor. So I wouldn't necessarily say that ranking so high for diagnosed depression and relatively low for suicide rate is a bad thing, because that kind of signals that more residents are taking those steps before they get to a situation that they can't turn back from.
Okay. Share of parents frustrated in efforts to get health services for their child. Wow, that is sad. And so we rank 16 in that particular area, and that could be quite stressful, trying to get the health care for one or more childs and their family, right?
Absolutely, and it's kind of a snowball effect. If your child's not feeling well, you're trying to get them the health care they need, and you're struggling to get that care, that's putting more stress on you, and then you may end up getting sick because you're struggling with that stress, and it's impacting your physical and mental health. And it kind of just goes back and forth, because when you have children, they do feed off of your energy, and if you get physically ill, you could end up sharing that with your child as well, depending upon what kind of illness it is.
The other health-related factor, I was amazed by the share of insured population within a state. And we ranked 22. We weren't even 50% on the average. We're below the factor there. So explain that a little bit.
So when it came to the share of insured population, which was something that we did a double weight for, Louisiana came in 22nd overall. And the share of insured population was actually not that much different than Utah, who came in towards the bottom of the list. They ranked 19th overall for that metric, and the difference is really just 0.6%. So it was a very tight metric. So landing at 22 really isn't that bad.
Okay. But again, having people that are not insured, have, I'm sure, adds to a stress point, whether they can't afford it, can't find it, don't have access to it, or don't know how to do it. I'm sure it puts a little stress when they're ill or injured and who has to take care of them. And I mean, we do have a pretty good system in our state that handles those uninsured people. So, you know, I'm sure it does add tremendously to the stress level of individuals within our state, right?
Absolutely. And when you combine that with ranking 13th for unaffordability of doctor's visits, it really highlights that concern as far as just the cost of health care and being able to get that care when you need it.
You know, that's the car that the factor is getting that care when you need it, especially in our rural areas. And in rural areas of most of the United States is sometimes very difficult in getting access to that care, and whether it's available or not on a timely basis, et cetera. So it's a challenge, and I'm sure that those are added in metrics. It doesn't just cover the urban areas. It's going to cover all the rural areas within our state and other states when they make that comparison.
Yes, it really looks at that on a state level. So those regional variations get rolled into that.
So again, I thought this was another factor. I'm sure they can figure out this one. We ranked fifth in physical activity rates. Give us a definition of that.
So when it came to physical activity rates, what we looked at specifically was, give me just a second to find that note. I apologize. I'm not able to find that particular note.
Oh, it's all right. I mean, you've got a lot of data there and a lot of information. It's hard to know what the interviewer here is going to be asking you, but I thought that was interesting. But again, we rank fifth, and supposedly it says 71% of our population, I think, has some sort of physical activity, but there's another 29% that do not have any type of physical activity, and that adds to stress as well. If you're not, we're going to talk about it in the last segment about some ways that we can reduce that stress level for individuals throughout our state and make it better for them and for others as well. Because I think stress is also, I've noticed that is contagious. When people are stressful, other people are stressful, right?
Absolutely. I agree that stress can be very contagious, especially because stress tends to affect our attitude and the way we approach things. And we can easily project that stress on other people and maybe react in ways that we typically wouldn't just because we're feeling that extra stress.
And I'm sure researchers and other people have noticed, when the parents are stressful and the kids see they're stressful, it affects the children as well, and they become stressful, and it's sad that it just keeps crescending, and they their friends notice that they're stressful because of some situation they're having at the home, et cetera, et cetera. So hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information and now with more sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Avery Sending Country S Report, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. And now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas. I do thank you for listening to our radio show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Ms. Cassandra Happy, who is a research analyst with Wallet Hub, and she has been discussing their recent study which found Louisiana residents deemed the most stressed in the entire United States. So again, thank you, Cassie, for taking time to be on my radio show today to explain this study and hopefully aid us in getting our residents to improve their stress level that can help benefit everyone within our state.
Of course, it's my pleasure to chat about this.
So again, everyone, Wallet Hub provides various research studies on numerous topics of interest, and you can visit their website at wallethub.com. And I love receiving the information. You can view it, download it. They have so many reports and information. It's sometimes mind-boggling. A lot of interesting data, and it's not specifically negative most of the time. It does have lots of positive things that you understand. They do a lot of research for you. If you think of a particular topic, they probably have it on there. Give some examples of some of the topics I have right in front of me that Wallet Hub has that are fun. I know that you did something about Easter, right? Easter gifts and Easter traditions and things like that, right?
Yes, we do typically release some more lighthearted studies as well, not necessarily highlighting best and worst like we are in this particular study. So we did release, as you mentioned, an Easter study, and we also will be releasing one for Memorial Day, just giving some interesting facts related to Memorial Day to help people understand a little bit more the holiday itself and the expenses that come along with it.
Okay. Again, everyone has thousands of topics. They have credit card analysis. They do about debt, inflation by city. I remember seeing that was quite interesting, debt by city, by individual, and even some cities, residents within a certain city, they analyze the debt ratio and how much are people charging on credit card, how much. So the studies are quite interesting. If you've got the time and effort, it's great reading. I know I find them quite fascinating, and I try to bring her on my radio show to discuss these to give you a little bit more land, you have a little bit of extra information that you might not find in the particular report. So again, thank you for allowing Cassie for on our show to give us that little extra, that little land of extra information. So we're talking about the stress levels, and they analyzed 40 key metrics at all 50 states, and of course, sadly, Louisiana was ranked number one when you take all these 40 metrics, and we were deemed the most stressed of all the 50 states, and 25 being the average and 50 being the lowest. Who was deemed number 50? I don't have the report right in front of me, but who was deemed the least stressful state? It's got to be Hawaii or Alaska.
Well, you might be surprised to hear that Minnesota came in as the least stressed state in this
Wow.
particular study. What you would think with the extreme temperatures that Minnesota typically experiences between the really hot and muggy summers and the cold and snowy winters, that there would be a lot of stress associated just with the weather. But it seems like there's enough of other positive things going on to outweigh the weather stress.
That's amazing. I never would have picked that state. I've never would. So how do you and your experts suggest ways that people can manage their stress or reduce their stress?
So on an individual level, it's really important to take time to reflect and plan in order to reduce some of that stress that comes along with just day-to-day living. If you have a clear plan as far as what you need to accomplish, whether it's just day-to-day or what you're looking to accomplish in the next 3, 6, 9 months, having that plan definitely helps with that stress level, especially if you spell out exactly what you're looking to accomplish.
That's good. That's some good advice. And I'm sure another factor being physical activity, staying active is important in dealing with stress. I mean, you don't have to join a gym. You don't have to be, but, you know, taking walks, taking activities, playing with the kids and grandkids does add in managing and reducing stress, correct?
Absolutely. And it's finding those little ways that you can improve that stress level. Like, for instance, you talk about physical activity. It could just be making a routine of going for a walk on your lunch break instead of just sitting in the cafeteria or at your desk. Get up, get out, just go for a 10-15 minute walk, and that will help alleviate some of that stress, both from the physical activity and just the change of scenery can make a big difference.
What about participation in hobbies and distracting yourselves from the mundane work ethic, home ethic, if you establish or continue a hobby or playing cards, playing bridge, playing other types of sports or card games or et cetera?
Hobbies are definitely a great way to reduce stress because it is that little escape from everything else that's going on in the world. Be it playing a board game or putting together a model or something like that. It's just something that gets you away from the day-to-day stress and also brings you a little bit of joy.
Yeah, that's good. So the other thing is, we talked about all the issues of depression and other mental health issues, is seeking help, right? You might have medical coverage if you're in a stressful depression area. Getting diagnosed with that, getting treated by that can definitely help and reduce your stress levels. That true?
Absolutely. It can be difficult to reach out if you're struggling with any kind of stress, but it's really important to have some sort of support system in place, even if it's just that friend that you send that quick text message to saying, oh, this is so annoying. But that can make such a big difference in your stress level, just having that outlet and just identifying when you are struggling and looking for that help.
Okay, what about, we're talking about housing and crime rates and property crime rates, et cetera. Is another suggestion, I think one of your experts mentioned that, is change the location. I mean, within your own city, or I hate to say this, move out of the state if it gets too bad and you can't. Try to find another job or another locale, another city. But even moving within the same city, you might find it that you're in a special apartment or special neighborhood that's totally stressful and it's driving you crazy. You can't keep up with it, right?
Absolutely. I have personally experienced this living in an apartment. I found it very stressful in one apartment I lived in because of a particular neighbor. But then we moved to a different apartment building, and it was a completely different story. So the environment does play a big factor. And if it's really impacting your physical and mental health, don't be afraid to look at changing your location.
That's true. But, you know, I know there's some people listening to show care. I don't want to move. I like this. I like the neighborhood. Well, then if you're having a crime rate or property rate, you need to be proactive and try to get the officials to make certain changes and monitoring to reduce that in that particular area. Right?
Yes. Make sure your voice is heard. If you have any concerns about your community, reach out to your representatives. Share your concerns. Because if you don't share that there's a problem, they might not be aware that that really is an issue.
Okay. Money is another stress. We mentioned that several things in here is money, money issues, et cetera. But the other thing, in handling, if you've got kids or grandkids and you're trying to do a lot of things, you don't have the money. And what I advise, and I think one of your experts advised, that there are a lot of free days and free admissions to various museums and art and writing courses that are free. Just look for them within various networking aspects throughout your area. So, you know, that's the cool thing about it. It's availability. And I thought that was good. And, you know, if you've got the time to, volunteer in various aspects as well. Is that right?
Volunteering is a great way to reduce stress and help you feel better about yourself because you're doing something that's making a difference for somebody else.
And the other aspect, I think one of your experts was talking about reducing stress over finances is work on a budget and follow the budget and figure out ways that you can reduce certain areas that you really don't need to have, care to have. So it's, you know, it's a matter of focusing your income coming in to your expenses going out, and so you won't be as stressful and at ease dealing with all that, right?
Yes, budgeting is very important when it comes to your financial health and also managing that money-related stress. And I like to emphasize with budgeting, it's really important to be honest with yourself. You can sit there and write out a budget, but if you're not taking into account all of your expenses and you're not holding yourself accountable when you don't follow the budget, then there isn't much of a point to having the plan.
And we talked about it earlier, is that stress within a family is contagious to the children in that family. And, you know, you need to be careful about that, and because it's going to really affect their lives and their emotions and their advancement, et cetera, right? They won't be happy kids, and they won't progress, and they won't be happy in school, and they won't be happy around the area, right?
Yes, stress definitely has that domino effect, especially with children or anyone else that's just living in the same household. If you're stressed out, that can easily impact other people in the household, and it can expand beyond the household. If you are having a bad day and you show that to your child and it puts them in a bad mood, they may turn around and have that same approach with their classmates, and it can really grow. But on the flip side, a little bit of kindness and a little bit of positivity can also go a long way.
And, you know, I think also we're talking about stress levels within the family and the children. That might relate to the bullying aspect. Those children that see their stress in the family homes may want to bully somebody else who seems quite happy and quite have a great family life. So there might be a little jealousy there.
Children definitely have a tendency to lash out at other children, especially when they see a situation where they might be jealous of the fact that another child isn't as stressed out or has a different home life that helps them have a more positive outlook. It can be real easy for children to use that as an excuse to be not so nice.
And the other thing, I think one of your experts said, the best things to do to take care of your stress is exercise, sleep, eat healthy foods. I thought that was the three good items there. Get enough sleep, get enough exercise, eat healthy foods. Don't eat the unhealthy foods because that's going to cause you stress, right?
And I feel like those are the three things that we often forget when we get stressed out. We get stressed out, we turn to that junk food, we get stressed out, and we just can't get to sleep. But those are the things that just add to that stress and will make the situation worse if you don't make it a priority.
That's right. Well, thank you, Cassie, for taking time again to join our show today. Really appreciate your information. Again, you can visit their website at WalletHub, www.wallethub.com, to review this one, this study, as well as many thousands of other studies that they have available for you to view and download. Thank you again, and best wishes, and have a happy Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you again, everyone, for listening to our show. Hope you listen next Saturday for another show that could benefit you or your loved ones. Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show. Best wishes to everyone for a happy Memorial Day on Monday. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times both today and every day. Have a great day.